we're going to go ahead and continue our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by our race winner, Corey Heim. Corey, congratulations. We'll go ahead and just open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will bring a mic over to you. We'll start with Bob, and then we'll come right here.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. With kind of, I guess maybe a little bit of the randomness of the format, what would potentially winning the most races in series history mean if when you would look back on this season now that you've tied the record?
I haven't really thought about it a whole lot yet. I think it's more of a looking back in hindsight thing. You know, you look back and, you know, you're like, dang, like this was a incredible opportunity with an incredible team. And, you know, it's just something you look back on and say, like, you know, that was just everything was right. You know, I mean, I feel like I've had enough experience at this point in my career to go out and, you know, constantly contend for race wins in the truck series. And my team, you know, as well, just giving me the equipment, you know, necessary to do that. So, I mean, it's a special feeling now. I know it'll be a special feeling when the year's over, regardless of result. But the goal, you know, still remains the same, just trying to win the championship.
Come right here.
Terrell Cubby with Northeast Sports News. Corey, how important is it for you to come out and put up these playoff wins when you're, you know, you just mentioned the goal is the championship, obviously, but to kind of continue winning and not really allow yourself and your team to have a letdown?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think our goal after we won Darlington, the first race of the playoffs, was to continue to get more playoff points. So to come here and kind of sweep the deal and get seven could potentially mean a lot. I hope it doesn't, and we're easily in. But every single playoff point, I mean, it comes down to very few amount of points. You know, as most know, going from 8-4. So we weren't super concerned about this first round, especially with the content of tracks that we were going to, and we were all kind of confident of where we're at, you know, this place in Darlington and Bristol. So going to the next round, it's more of a out of your control feel to us. So I think every playoff point will matter a lot more then. So yeah, it's definitely important for us to come here and execute the best of our ability and get all those playoff points.
On the back to Johnny.
Hey Corey, Johnny Yankers, WSMN from Nashua. I was just wondering two things. The first, was your truck just perfect today on its handling? It looked like they were making no adjustments in the pits whatsoever. You seemed to be extremely happy with how it handled the whole race.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those places where I feel like you, even if you're really good, it's like there's still flaws in the truck. You know, not that we were bad by any means. I mean, we were great, but you know, it's just a place where it's the seams and the bumps are so sensitive and it's so slick out here that you never feel like, oh, this is a perfect truck. You know, there's always little minute things that you can do to make it better. And I think that also plays into a little bit of the fact that the trucks haven't been here in like 7 or 8 odd years now. So you know, I think a lot of people were sort of guessing on setup, and I think from the moment we unloaded yesterday for our 50-minute practice, we kind of knew where we were at, and we were very close to where we needed to be. So kind of had a leg up on most of these guys on top of my experience from, you know, prior races here versus most people never making a start here. So we kind of knew the odds were in our favor yesterday, just had to, you know, dial in the balance and get it as close as possible.
Yeah, just as a quick follow-up at the very end, I know people are going to ask me this week, were you kind of cruising at the end when Chandler was catching up to you? Or did you still have some left in the truck if you needed to push it a little bit?
No, I was pushing pretty hard. I was honestly impressed that his pace was matching mine. I felt like my balance fired off really free to start that last run to the end, and I was kind of gaining on him, and I knew our strong suit was like 6 laps into a run and on. So I thought once that kind of opened up and we got there, we'd able to, you know, make that gap bigger. But he did a heck of a job just probably pushing 110%. You know, obviously using a must win. So he did a heck of a job keeping up and matching our pace. But I think if we got a restart, it could have been a little bit sketchy at that point. But I was impressed that he matched the pace that we had, but I was going as hard as I could.
All right, thank you.
There any other questions? We'll go all the way there in the back to the right.
Hi, Corey. Matt Holderman, ABC 22, Fox 44 out of Vermont. We've heard about the similarities, of course, between New Hampshire and Phoenix, where the championship race will take place. Do you feel like you learned any lessons out there today that you can apply to Phoenix?
Very few. This place is, you know, a lot more narrow of a groove. I feel like, you know, Phoenix is a very flat, smooth racetrack, kind of easy to move around and find grip. This place, you know, to an extent, you can move around and find grip, but each lane is going to affect your balance differently, whereas Phoenix doesn't necessarily do that. But I think for the most part, it's just the content of the track. It's so much smoother when you go to Phoenix. So you have to really, you know, allow your truck to cooperate with the bumps here versus, you know, Phoenix being a lot, you know, more smooth. Like I mentioned, you can be a lot more stiff with your setup and stuff. So with them both being flatter racetracks, yes, I think, you know, generally you're going to shoot for the same balance and try to get your truck close to where it's at here, but there is some definite differences from here to Phoenix. So got to keep working and make sure we dial in the balance for Phoenix as well.
Any last questions? All right. Thanks, Corey. We appreciate it.
Despite the fact that their season is over in terms of winning a championship, they've still got a chance to be